Oh, there, this is a special episode. I just can't not do this episode. This is Jim the Keys Bartender special episode. It has been months and months and months since I've been fished, and I got another fishing. I just saw this last episode of this week from John Oliver on HBO, and I thought it was called Fishing Scam, but there's a new scam. It's called Pig Slaughtering. And it's similar to phishing. And it's when someone contacts you from text and they try to lure you in and into a romantic relationship. But I always tell my wife about this. But before, I don't even wait for them to tell me if they're a man or a woman. And normally it starts out with, "Hi, Lucy, this is Susie. You going to be at the barbecue this weekend?" Blah, blah, blah. Sound like a fun, young, vivacious people, right? Well, this one starts out. I get a text message, innocuous enough. "Hi, how are you?" And if you're a listener to the show, you know, I like fucking around with these people. And I say, "Doing great. How are you?" And then I go, "Is this Ahmed from the singles mixer at the synagogue in the Castro district?" To give you a little background, I noticed that the area code was San Francisco. So I just picked up, you know, I know neighborhoods. I know who these are in San Francisco. And then I go, this is me again. "It was so surprising to meet a Muslim at a Jewish singles mixer, but to each his own." I guess that isn't. And then I didn't hear anything for like an hour. And I, you know, I'm trying to pig slaughter the scammer right here. So I sent another one. "I guess this is an Ahmed. Maybe Susan Lee, the owner of a healthcare company and cryptocurrency trader." Because, you know, it's most of the time, it's a very attractive young woman who owns either a cosmetic or a healthcare company, and they come back. So finally, that gets at. It gets them engaged again. And here they are. "I guess I entered the wrong area digit," which makes it sound like it's someone else. "I'm sorry. I'm looking for one of my friend. Really, I didn't expect this. I sent a wrong message. I hope I'm not disturbing you. Dot, dot. Not at all." This is me. "Not at all. It happens all the time. Usually it's young Asian American women." And then the next one they send, "Where are you from?" And I go, "The Florida Keys near Miami. Are you in Billings, Montana?" Because I want to, you know, even though if they didn't get the Castro district because they're not from San Francisco, they didn't get that reference. I go Billings, Montana to see if they bite and they screw up there because they don't know where their area code is because that's a voice over internet call and they're using a number that's not a physical number. It's not a number that's established in San Francisco, even though it's sourced out of San Francisco. And here's from the person. "I'm from Italy and now live in California, San Francisco, 8 years ago." Okay, dot, dot. And then they write, "How's the weather there?" So I go, "Beautiful. We are subtropical, about 26. I always go Celsius with these people because, you know, that's where most of them. And sunny. So I say it's about 26 and sunny, which means 80 degrees. In the daytime, and great water temperature, about 24, which is around like 76, 75. I don't think it is. I think it's a little lower than that, but it's pretty close. So they respond, "Awesome. I'm a fashion designer and running a boutique studio with the friend, and financial advisor. What do you do?" See? Now they're in fashion, not healthcare, but close enough. I respond, "I design applications for cryptocurrency traders and do some contract work with big tech companies to combat internet fraud." So this is, I dove right into it instead of like stringing them on too long, which I should have. But they always talk about cryptocurrency and foreign exchange and stuff like that. So, and that's what pig slaughtering is about. Getting people onto a fake. It's not that they take money directly from you. What they do is have you download a fake cryptocurrency app, and it looks like a real app where it shows fluctuations. And if you put money in, it'll initially show that your money's growing and stuff like that until they steal a certain amount from you. So after I said, you know, do contract work for big tech companies for, oh, that's great, dot, dot. Thank you. I enjoy it. This is me. You would be surprised how many people send erroneous apps to scam them with cryptocurrencies. Be careful. Don't use any strange apps. This is me and still me. I have actually been contacted by Interpol to do some freelance work to crack down on internet fraud in Southeast Asia. Okay, thank you for advice. How old are you? So they're totally ignoring that I'm kind of on to that. Because I'm talking about their thing. So they're continuing. They're just going forward. And I guess right now, this is where they start doing research. Well, I'm 48 years old. So what do you do as a financial advisor? And then they go back again. I'm a co-owner of fashion studios, an investor in cryptocurrency, gold, and stock, and dot, dot. Wow. This is me. Wow, that is the almost exact profile that the people in Interpol are looking to engage with. What mean? I don't understand. Laugh out loud. Oh, by the way, can I see your photo? I will also send my photos. This is them. It may be, this is me again. It may be a bit forward of me. Would you be interested in being contacted by the Interpol Task Force based in Mumbai, India? They are interested in getting more consultants with experience in the crypto and foreign exchange markets. The lead inspector is Rajiv Gupta. Ha, ha, ha. I guess you are mad, dot, dot. I guess that means, I guess you are crazy. I hope they think that, ha, 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 I think you're crazy. I guess you are crazy. I use my Uncle Jim's social media. This is me. I use my social, my Uncle Jim's social media for phishing. He passed away last year. Why would I be mad? Question mark, I said. And then they go, you seem to have been scammed. And I go, this is me. Not again. Wow, this is the third time this month. And they go, ha, 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 ha. And then I go, my wife is going to be upset. She says I should know better. I guess I'm going to have to return the money I received then. And then I go, I'm the worst internet investigator ever. I always get scammed. Luckily, my trust fund is still fully funded and nothing else. But, you know, it's always fun. I like hearing from my friends in the scammer world, even though they're listeners. Maybe they will become a listener in the podcast. Good try this time. Good try. You know, I don't know. If I lived in another country and, you know, you have, you know, you're subsisting, you have an offer to work for $5 a day, or you can make a couple hundred a day, I think I'd probably take the couple hundred a day if my family needs food and stuff like that. And they think the people in the West really don't seem to care when they have loads of money. So when we try to steal. So I don't really judge them the same way. I don't think they're scumbags. I just think they're, you know, they're desperate. I know you may be hurt by that, may bother you, but that's just the way I view it. I don't think they're not hurtful. I just don't think they're as bad as everyone says they are. Okay. Have a great day. I hope that doesn't piss you off, but I'm here just to do that. Well, happy being not scammed. And this is a service announcement, people. Don't download any strange applications or anything like that. You know, if an attractive person contacts you for some reason, accidentally on the internet, and you think it's too good to be true, I hate to say it, it's probably too good to be true. Take care. Bye.